You keep trying to build on the wrong foundation. Oh, God, I'm fearful. Oh, God, I'm anxious. Oh, God, I'm depressed. Oh, God, I messed up. Oh, God, I'm not that smart. Oh, God, I'm not prepared. Oh, God, I'm not experienced. Oh, God, I'm crazy. Oh, God, I'm addicted. That is not the basis of the faith of Abraham. God said, it's all by grace. I brought you in this world by grace. I spoke you into existence by grace. I made you born in the time you were born so that the promise would be by grace. Let's take 20 seconds and praise him for amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Grace, grace. God's grace. God's grace. And listen to me. If it started with God, it's guaranteed. So now touch three people, say, I got a guarantee. I got a guarantee. I got a guarantee from the manufacturer that everything he intends to bring forth from my life shall come to pass. And no mistake, no Hagar, no doubt, no laugh can stop. This is only good news. If you need some grace, if you got it all right, see ya. Go on home. Keep getting it right. But for everybody who is here, by faith, by grace. If you gave me enough time, I could hit everybody in this room and show you why you need grace. Oh, no, I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't do any of that. Yeah, but you know what you do? You control. And what else you do? You judge. Just like I'm judging you for judging me. So don't stand there like you don't need grace. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. I'm not the one on the middle. I'm that thief saying, remember me, Jesus. Give me that grace. Give me that good news gospel grace. The promise comes by faith. Faith in what? Not my faith. Because I might fall face down and laugh. But God still said, you got to have the faith of Abraham. What's that? The faith to fall down and get back up. I feel somebody getting up today. Getting up in your spirit. Getting up. You didn't just get up and get in your car. You got up and you walked into the promise of God. You were right smack in the middle of the fulfillment of God's promise on your life. And the danger is, you have got to stay in faith so God can do everything he wants to do through you. Abraham turns 83. It's a bad thing when you're having your 85th birthday. Still talking about, you know, I got potential. That's supposed to be when you're 18, y'all, not 80. You know, I still got more I'm going to do. I don't think you do. And I love this verse. I love this verse. Did you ever hear me preach this back in the day? I did a whole thing on this. Verse 19. It said that he, Romans 4:19, be more specific, that without weakening in his faith, all the pragmatic people are going to love this. He faced the fact. I always love that because it gives room for the skeptic to get some grace too. I can almost see it when I preach. Some people, you say Romans, and they jump up and shout about Romans. I love Romans. Give me Romans. Some people, it don't matter how much faith you feel in the room. You can kind of see it. They sit back there like, that's good, but bills. That's good, but bursitis in my knee. That's good, but custody battle. That's good, but I got some pills in the bathroom I haven't flushed yet. He faced the fact. You think God gave you the faith of Abraham to escape reality? He gave you grace to empower you for reality. Give us in my spirit. So you can look at the scoreboard. Graham had a game the other night. They were down 20, football game, down 20 at halftime. Came back, won the game by 2. I said, that must have been one heck of a halftime speech coach gave. I'm in the motivation business, so I asked him when he got home, I said, what did he say at halftime? He said, he only told us one thing, stay in it. Because you don't know yet. You don't know yet. You don't know yet. You don't know yet. You say, oh, well, I'm just keeping it real. I'm just being me. Which me? The me you see? Or the me that God spoke from eternity past that is uncorrupted by this mortal body? Which me? God speaks to the me that's gonna be if I stay in it. Come on, channel your inner football coach. You know you want to. Pretend like your coach Taylor. Come on, tell Tim Riggins, stay in it. 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 I'm gonna preach this till it breaks through that artifice of your hardened heart. Stay in it. Abraham was given a promise when he was 75. How old was Abraham when God made the promise? 75. What I just said. Try again. Do this online in the comments. How old was Abraham when God made the promise? How old was he when he saw God keep it? What is my message called? Keep it. Oh, you thought all I was talking about when I said keep it 100 was just be real. No, I'm telling you, what's real to you right now may be a ceiling that God is trying to break you through. If you can believe by faith for the grace, for the gaps in your life that cause you to laugh in the face of God when he shows you what's possible. I'm concerned that this phrase in our vernacular, keep it 100, has become an excuse for us to never improve and to never grow. And so if all I do in church is say, hey, you're a drunk, I'm a drunk, let's drink. Everybody gets a 20-ounce communion beer, let's go. That I have not appropriated the grace of God in your life as a preacher of the gospel to show you that the me that you see right now is not the core of who you are. And God is not through with you yet. Some of the promises that he made you, it's going to take you your whole life to see them. But keep it 100. If it takes me all night, if it takes me my 30s, if it takes me my 40s, if it takes me going to meetings, if it takes me going to therapy, if it takes me changing my friends, if it takes me staying up late, reading my Bible, praying on the edge of the bed, if it takes it, I'm coming. I'm going to keep it 100. And I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, find 99 people. High five them and tell them, give it 100. Give it 100. He's looking for you. God's looking for you. Gotta leave the 99 to find the one. Keep it. Keep it. Keep it. Keep it. Keep it. You got a promise from God. Keep it. Keep it. Snatch this word and keep it. Keep it. You got grace. You got Jesus on the inside working on the outside. Keep it. and so became. It didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen first year. It didn't happen second year. It's not going to happen as quick as you want to. But this is not a 5-minute faith. That's that Hagar hookup, that 5-minute faith where you try something. This is the faith, thank you, Jesus, of Abraham. And you already got the grace of God. Stay in it. Stay in it. Stay in it. Stay in it. For the 300 of you who are receiving this message at a deep level, you feel that faith you feel right now in your heart? Stay in it. Stay in it. When you don't feel it, stay in faith. When you can't prove it, stay in faith. When you look at your body like Abraham did, he faced the fact that his body wasn't doing too good. Not as good as he once was. Can't do it like I used to do it. But he was fully persuaded. Because he had faith in God. What God? You know, you're so good at listing problems. But when I ask you what problems are you fighting, why are you so much better at that than when I say, what God are you believing? Now, the Lord told me, when you preach this, make sure that the message they get is not what faith they have, but what God they have. And make sure that your faith isn't in what promise you think he made you, because you might have heard him wrong. I love what he said. Give me 17. I close with this. I know I could preach another 2 hours, but I know you want to go to Cracker Barrel. Come on, keep it 100. Y'all are ready to leave. I keep it 100. You keep it 100. So give me my last verse. Stand up, saints. I have made you stand up. I have made you a father of many nations. And he is our father. Preach about the faith of Abraham today. Preach about the faith of Abraham. Not Hulk Hogan. Not Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Abraham is the father of many nations. Isn't it crazy that it took him 100 years to actually become what God called him all along? He said, I made you the father. I gave you the seed. Nobody can do it but you. What God called you to bring into the earth, nobody can bring it but you.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.